This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki expresses condolences on passing of Bangladesh's former Prime Minister Khalida Jia. New Year of the Gurung community, Tamu Lochar, being celebrated today. And U.S. President Donald Trump says he hopes to reach phase two of the Gaza peace plan very quickly, as he warned Hamas would have hell to pay if it did not disarm soon. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has expressed deep sorrow over the passing of Begum Khalida Jia, who was the chairperson of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party and the first female Prime Minister of Bangladesh. 80-year-old Khalida Jia died at the Evercare Hospital in Dhaka, where she was being treated for a prolonged illness. In a message shared on social media on Tuesday, Prime Minister Karki extended heartfelt condolences on behalf of the government and people of Nepal to Khalida Jia's family, friends and the people of Bangladesh. Remembering Begum Jia as a towering political figure, the Prime Minister said she leaves behind a legacy of lifelong public service with her leadership marking a historic chapter in Bangladesh's democratic journey. She also described Khalida Jia as a true friend of Nepal, noting her significant contribution to strengthening Nepal-Bangladesh relations. The Prime Minister said Begum Jia will be remembered for her enduring leadership and role in fostering bilateral ties between the two countries. The Gurung community is celebrating Tamu Losar today, marking their new year. In Gurung language, Lo refers to year, while Sar signifies change. The festival is observed with feast, cultural programs and community gatherings, especially in areas with Gurung settlements in Lamjung, Gorkha, Tanahu, Siangja, Manang, Kaski and Parbat districts. The government has declared today a public holiday in honor of Tamu Losar. In Kathmandu, special celebrations are taking place at Tunic Hill. The Gurung calendar consists of 12 cycles, each represented by different animals. Each year, the community bids farewell to the outgoing animal cycle and welcomes the new one. This year, Gurungs are saying goodbye to the snake cycle and ushering in the year of the horse. Meanwhile, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav has said that cultural festivals like Tamu Losar play a significant role in promoting mutual understanding, bonding, unity and social goodwill. In his message of best wishes today on the occasion of Tamu Losar, the Vice President wished for peace, happiness, prosperity and good health for all Nepali sisters and brothers at home and abroad. He stressed that the festival is based on the belief that it marks the lengthening of days and creates a favorable environment for agricultural activities, strengthening the connection between nature and life. Likewise, Prime Minister Sushila Karki has extended warm greetings to the Gurung and Dura communities on the occasion of Tamu Losar and Maipru Nokku, respectively. She expressed hope that the festivals would foster unity, peace and goodwill across the nation. In a message shared today, Prime Minister Karki wished happiness and prosperity to all Nepalese, both at home and abroad. Taking to her official Facebook account, she emphasized that these cultural celebrations serve as a reminder to strengthen Nepal's multicultural identity through mutual respect and harmony. The Prime Minister's message highlights the importance of preserving Nepal's rich traditions while promoting national unity and inclusiveness. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Physical Infrastructure and Transport and Urban Development, Kulman Kissing has said the government is compelled to terminate long-stalled and non-performing road construction contracts to ensure accountability and timely delivery of projects. Speaking at a program organized in the capital today to mark the 23rd anniversary of the Road Board Nepal, Minister Kissing said contract termination sends a clear message that failure to work will invite action. He noted that the practice of bidding unrealistically low amounts to secure contracts must be discouraged and that delayed construction has caused unnecessary hardship to the public. According to him, the Department of Road roads has so far terminated 40 sick contracts, clarifying that no contracts were cancelled arbitrarily. The minister said contractors who complete projects on time are being encouraged. He emphasized that since development budgets are largely spent through contractors, their role in national development is significant and their capacity and efficiency should be enhanced. Minister Kissing also observed that although federal, provincial and local governments are involved in road construction and maintenance, the public often blames the federal government due to confusion over jurisdiction. He directed authorities to carry out road maintenance more proactively. The Road Board Nepal reiterated its plan to expand the user pays principle by collecting road usage fees to sustainably manage maintenance and conservation cost. Currently, electronic toll collection is underway at Basantapur in Bhairahua under the Bhairahua Bhumahi Road section. Tourist activity has increased in Pokhara as the 27th Pokhara Street Festival continues, held to welcome the Gregorian New Year. Business owners report a growing influx of domestic and foreign visitors in the lakeside area since the festival began on Sunday. The festival started on 28th of December and will conclude on the 1st of January 2026. Restaurant and Bar Association Pokhara President Vishwaraj Paudel said tourist arrivals picked up earlier this year compared to previous editions. He noted that tourism, which had slowed following the Gen Z movement, has regained momentum during the Christmas New Year festive period. Celebrations linked to Christmas, Tomulosar and the New Year have added to the attraction, with lakeside illuminated and a 3.5-kilometer stretch declared a no-vehicle zone to manage crowds and ensure security. The festivals are featuring cultural performances representing various ethnic communities, traditional music and dances, pop concerts at Komagane Park and around 35 stalls showcasing agricultural products, local goods and handicrafts. Meanwhile, hotel occupancy in Pokhara has reached around 75%, according to the Hotel Association Pokhara Nepal President Lakshman Subedi. Hotels in main tourist areas are reporting as many as 80-90% bookings, with occupancy expected to rise up to 90% during peak New Year days, that is, today, tomorrow and on the 1st of January. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he hoped to reach phase two of the Gaza peace plan very quickly, as he warned Hamas would have hell to pay if it did not disarm soon. The U.S. president, whose 20-point peace plan requires the militant group to disarm, made the comments as he met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Florida for talks on Monday. During a press conference with Netanyahu after the meeting, Trump said Israel had lived up to the plan 100%. The U.S. president also said his country could support another major strike on Iran, were it to resume rebuilding its ballistic missile or nuclear weapons programs. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy throughout the country. The Tarai Mades region, however, has been in grip of cold wave with foggy condition. Hence, caution is advised, especially for children, elderly people and vulnerable groups. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sushila Garg expresses condolences on passing of Bangladesh's former Prime Minister Khalida Zia. New Year of the Gurung community, Tomulosar, being celebrated today. And U.S. President Donald Trump says he hopes to reach phase two of the Gaza peace plan very quickly, as he warned Hamas would have hell to pay if it did not disarm soon. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.